The independent MP for Warringah, Zali Steggall, has recently launched an ad campaign in hopes of rallying support for her new climate change action bill in the House of Representatives. Steggall hopes that with the support of crossbenchers and the public, the government will take a vote of conscience on the bill, as opposed to voting down party lines. Ryan Stanton spoke with Zali Steggall, asking her what the bill was aiming to do.
It's trying to really put an end to the climate wars we've had in Australia and lock in a long-term plan. So it really locks in the effect of the Paris Agreement, which is that we get to net zero by 2050, and then it locks in regular emission reduction budget periods of 5 years to get there. So it's really setting up a framework to ensure that the Australian people can have confidence that we are actually heading towards a decarbonised economy.
So what's the reasoning behind your current ad campaign promoting the bill?
Oh, look, well, it's important to raise awareness. I'm an independent, so I do my best to represent Warringah, but there are a lot of people that are very concerned about climate change and the impacts. I've been discussing it with many other members of Parliament, but it's really important for the public to get behind it.
A part of the bill you didn't mention is the proposed establishment of a climate change commission, the CCC. Can you explain what this new commission's job would be?
Yeah, it's an expert-based independent commission to report to the Australian public on how we're tracking on our emission reductions, and also to make those risk assessments across all sectors so that we can really understand and know where we're exposed and make sure that we're as well prepared as possible. So think RBA, a reserve bank, essentially, that, you know, keeps a check on the economy and can take measures. It's an independent body in that sense.
Your bill has support from the crossbenchers, but some MPs still oppose it. Regarding the Climate Change Commission, members Tim Wilson and Jason Falinski have claimed it has too much power for an unelected body. How would you respond to these fears of overreach?
Yeah, look, I think that's really a misrepresentation of what the bill does. The Commission does not usurp the power of the Minister and of government. It's still government that has the power to set the emission reduction budgets and the plans in place. But what the Commission does is actually reports to the public on how well government policy is tracking. Now, so I think that's really a question of, is it a fear of accountability that's out there, or just not wanting to keep this area of policy, really confusing. And I think this is a real problem we've had with climate change policy and our emission reduction policy, is it's really messy at the moment in Australia. It hasn't been very clear and very concise. There isn't a clear body. We have a climate change authority, but the government's successive governments, starting with Tony Abbott, actually have really stripped it of a lot of its powers, and now it is really tied to the department and to ministers. So it doesn't have the independence I believe the Australian people need to have really full confidence in it.
Do you think it will be difficult to get this bill passed, considering that in Parliament, when these issues have come up previously, the Coalition has blocked debate on bills regarding it?
Sure. No. Well, nothing worth achieving is easy. But again, we are in a new decade. There has to be a political will to come up with better plans. We have to stop the issue of climate policy being a partisan kind of point scoring, and we need to really look to the future to have safer policy.
The bill was scheduled to be introduced to Parliament on March 23rd, but as a result of the coronavirus, you've delayed this. What's the next step of the campaign, taking into account the current circumstances?
Yeah, look, I think we all need to be very focused on the challenges that hit at the moment. They're very much about staying safe with coronavirus and taking those precautions that are needed to really slow down the spread. All that will happen is that the campaign around the bill will continue, and it will be rescheduled for being presented at a later date. And not too far down the track. It really just depends. We're all in a bit of a holding pattern with the virus at the moment in terms of understanding what's going to happen in Australia.
Do you think the virus has affected how people might react to your bill?
I guess that what the virus is really showing is the importance of following the science. And so if the government is capable of really listening to the science on this virus, it needs to start listening to the science on climate change.
What do you hope this bill accomplishes?
People are looking for sensible solutions, and that's very much what I'm trying to do with this climate change bill. This is not a partisan legislation. It's really down the middle. It's something that is reflective of state, both coalition government and state Labor government policies. So it's able to be embraced by both sides at federal level.
Zali Stegall, MP for Warringah, speaking there with Ryan Stanton.